Welcome to Sports at Large. We're 2 months away from the scariest date on the calendar, Halloween, a night of fright, ghouls, and goblins. Yet, to listen to some, these are the times of dread, to be truly scared and afraid as real monsters walk the American plain waiting to pounce on the unsuspecting. And those villains, those cretins, those evildoers are attempting to destroy the purity of women's athletics by invading first the locker rooms and then the playing fields. These rapscallions are transgender athletes who have in a short time become the modern-day version of the Witches of Salem, 21st century boogeymen, emphasis on men. A vocal contingent has seized on the concerns of many parents and young female athletes that their domain is on the verge of being overrun by transgenders who were born male but now present as female. This latest round of transphobia was touched off by comments from Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham in an ESPN.com article declaring that she wanted to protect young girls in the locker room. This not-so-merry band that has taken up Cunningham's charge is mostly driven by right-wing ideologues, but includes such incongruous members as former tennis great Martina Navratilova and J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter. They persist in inflaming the public despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Just to repeat facts that were presented here recently, there has never been a transgender athlete in the 30-year history of the WNBA, now or ever. The NCAA, which has severe restrictions on transgender participation, has said that only 10 of 500,000 collegiate athletes are transgender, odds worse than winning $1 billion at Powerball. And the Supreme Court has given its stamp of approval on bans on transgender athletes enacted by 27 states. There are, no doubt, very well-intentioned people who truly believe that they are trying to save women's sports by attempting to keep transgender athletes out. If that's true, then why haven't they, and the people who are loudest on the issue, spoken up about the efforts to gut, if not flat out destroy, Title IX? That's the federal legislation that bars gender-based discrimination by any educational entity that receives money from the government. The application of Title IX to sports has boosted the involvement of young women in high school and collegiate athletics nearly tenfold since its enactment in 1972. However, a writer with the Heritage Foundation, the ultra-conservative think tank that gave us Project 2025, is out with a paper that advocates returning women to a time just after the Stone Age and before the 20th century. Scott Yanor, a senior research fellow at Heritage, writes that Title IX is, quote, designed to produce a new sort of woman, one that is more aggressive, more competitive, more male, less relational, and less oriented towards the goods of family and motherhood, unquote. Considering that Project 2025 has provided the underpinnings for much of what has become Trump administration policy, as well as Supreme Court rulings, parents of young girls who want to play sports in this country have something much more to fear than a transgender competitor. And that's how I see it for this week. For all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.